Welcome to Plumps and GFS Picks today on a nice Thursday morning in Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to talk about the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Cincinnati Reds for a 12:35 midday start in Cincinnati. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful 47 degrees at first pitch, but no rain. Little rain in Cincy this morning. But no rain for the game, so they should be good to go. We have Jeffrey the Hoffman going up against this is a beautiful pitching matchup, really, is what it is, against Taylor Widener, a upstart young Diamondbacks right-hander. He's actually 1-0 with 11 Ks on the season and 3 starts. So, a little impressive. Surprised, actually, by those numbers. Jeff Hoffman, 2-1 with the 2.9 ERA, 12 Ks. He got banged around last time at Arizona, so he's already faced this very team. Where he went 4 1/3, 6 hits allowed, 3 runs allowed, all earned, 1 bomb given up. 3 walks, only 2 Ks. Let's get into the player pool here. Nicholas Castellanos, most expensive player on the slate, 10.6K. I believe he'll be back from his 2-game suspension, which was a BS suspension in the first place. Castellanos is in play here, a little expensive. Should be roaring, ready to come back after that suspension. He's been on fire this season, batting 295, 5 bombs, 10 ribbies, and overall all hitters in this game, in this ballpark. The ballpark factor, the Great American Small Park, should be a benefit to all hitters. The weather, however, may cause that benefit to drop a tad bit. 47 degrees, it will barely get above 50. As the game goes on, not much sun either. If you've ever been in Ohio, you realize there's more cloudy days than sunny days. Anyway, I do like Castellanos. If he is for sure in the lineup, he should be. He served his penalty and he should be right on back in. Next guy is Eugenio Suarez. He's been struggling at the plate, batting 167, striking out a whole bunch, which might scare people off, won't scare me off. Right on right, I'll probably bat cleanup. I will still have some shares of Eugenio Suarez. Jeff Hoffman next at 10-2. Jeff Hoffman, like I said, he's had a decent start to the season. His worst start was against these Arizona Diamondbacks in Arizona. So I will probably be light on Jeff Hoffman, even with the weather the way that it is. As we get to some of these Arizona bats, you will see they have a nice little history against said Jeff Hoffman. So I'm going to be light on him, maybe captain once in a 20-entry max. Worked out well yesterday with Trevor Rogers in that very situation. The home pitcher in the showdown afternoon slate. So we'll see. I don't have too much interest. Next is 9,800 Taylor Widener. I actually may have a little tad bit more interest in Widener, even though the Reds will throw plenty of lefties at him. But 9-8, that's not too bad. Again, we'll captain him too often, but we'll try to get him in a few utility spots. How many times I'll play both pitchers together? Probably not too many. Tyler Naquin. 9.6. If you would have told me last year that I'd see Tyler Naquin at 9.6 on a showdown slate, I'd say you are crazy. No shot. Well, guess what? It's 2021. Things are changing. Tyler Naquin's probably going to bat second for this ball club, left on right. Got to look at him a little bit here. And even as an Indians fan, knowing how bad Tyler Naquin actually is, you got to look at him here. Joey Votto, 9-2. That's expensive, but he's been playing well this year. 239, 3 bombs, 10 ribbies. Been kind of cooled off over the last couple games, but you got to look at him here. He'll probably bat third for this team. as Drubal Cabrera. Now, this is where I wanted to get to. He has a nice, almost 300 career batting average against Mr. Hoffman. I like the power upside. I like the where he bats in the lineup. Probably going to be third. Another former Indian, as Drubal Cabrera, 988. He will be very heavily in play for me. Jesse Winker, probably going to lead off for the... Actually, let me go back for a second. Tyler Naquin's probably going to bat fifth if Castellanos is back, which drops my interest a tad bit. But he'll still be in play. Jesse Winker will lead off for this team as long as he's all good to go. Went 1-for-5 last night with a triple. He has speed. He has stolen base upside. Like Jesse Winker in the left on right, should get 4-5 at-bats today. Carson Kelly, 8-4. No way. I'm not paying 8-4 for a, let's say, not good catcher. Eduardo Escobar, what a start to the season for this guy. He's cooled off a tad bit lately, but he's still hitting the ball well. 6 bombs, 11 ribbies, batting .286. Definitely in play. Now, here's the guy that I wanted to really get to. 6-for-10 his career against Mr. Jeff Hoffman. David Peralta, 8K, should bat cleanup for the Diamondbacks. I'm all in on David Peralta. I will captain David Peralta. And I will have plenty of lineups in the left-on-right matchup here. Tyler Stevenson, no reason. He should be 7.8K. So, sorry. Jonathan India, no power here. Little bit of speed. They call him the captain because apparently either he looks like and or wants to be Captain Jack Sparrow. He comes out to the Pirates of Caribbean. I don't know what I don't know what it is. I'm not from there. I don't know. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean? Whatever. He comes out to that theme song music. A little weird in my book. But, yeah, I'm probably not going to pay 7.6K for Jonathan India batting 7th or 8th in this lineup. Nixon Zell probably won't play with Castellanos back in the right-on-right. If he does get in there, say in the 6th hole, he will be in play at that price. Steven Boat caught yesterday, but it is a left-on-right matchup. I'd rather pay 7K for Steven Boat than 8.6K for Carson Kelly. Christian Walker is still on the IL, or I would have a lot of interest there. Josh Rojas, I think, is batting. Yeah, he's batting 108 on the season. One homer, one RBI. If he's in the lineup, people's game log watch, I'll play him. I don't think he's this bad. Just a rough start to the season. I think he was banged up in spring training. And I don't think he was expecting to play every day with Ketel Marte's injury. And that's kind of changed that deal. Pavin Smith has been leading off for these guys. One homer, not much power, a little bit of speed. Former first-round pick. He's batting .245. If he leads off for this team today at 6.6K, I'm going to have a lot of Pavin Smith. Nick Ahmed, 6K. He's been batting like 5th or 6th. Right on right's tough, but he does have a few hits in his career against Hoffman. He will be in play. Cole Calhoun, left-on-right matchup. If he bats second, he will probably be him, Pavin Smith, and David Peralta will be vital keys to all my lineups if that's the case. I don't believe Nicky Delmonico is going to get in any kind of lineups. Kyle Farmer, maybe if they sit, Jonathan India can sneak in as we get down here. Josh Van Meter is interesting. This is a revenge game for him. If he cracks the lineup at 5K, I actually have a lot of interest because he can steal bags and he can hit. He's a doubles machine. So Van Meter, to me, is a nice little sleeper here that a lot of people I don't think are gonna know about or play if he's in the lineup. I'm going down here. Dalton Varsho, potentially. I mean, I don't know. There's really nothing else. I mean, if somebody weird cracks the lineup, we can take a look. Like yesterday when McKenna, cracked the lineup for the Orioles at the min, 4K. I think he ended up with a zero, but he was 4K, and you could fit him in your lineup without having to guess on relief pitchers. So, I don't know. You knew he was going to get 3 at-bats. It's worth a shot, a steal, a walk, and it gets you 7 points, and you're down the highway. So, to sum it back up, 47 degrees, don't have a whole lot of interest in the pitchers, even in that weather condition. I guess if I had to pick a pitcher, The Reds' bats have cooled off lately. They're 3-7 in their last 10 games. The Diamondbacks have been playing a little bit better of late. Not that they have any shot in the NL West anyway, but they're a young team. I mean, yeah, your few veterans in Escobar, it's Drubal and Peralta, but they're a young team trying to make a name for themselves. So I don't absolutely hate them here. I'd prefer Taylor Widener over a Jeff Hoffman, who likes to throw up basically hard contact and fly balls in a small park. So, say in 20 lineups, I'd probably go 14 or 13 more Arizona heavy. And plus, I just don't really like the prices on the Reds guys. I mean, outside of like a Winker at 8K, I just don't really enjoy the prices. I really like the prices on Arizona, especially if some of these lower priced guys, Cole Calhoun, Van Meter, Rojas, they crack the lineup. You put them together with Cabrera, a Peralta. I mean, they're just too cheap in this park against Jeff Hoffman. So, I don't know. Anytime Jeff Hoffman's on the slate, well, he was a Rocky pitcher, so you try to attack him there all the time. But even he probably thought he got a park upgrade going from Colorado to Cincinnati, and not really, pal. You're playing in like a little league park over there, so I don't know. I'm gonna really be heavy on Arizona here, I think, and hope that Jeff Hoffman does Jeff Hoffman stuff and gives up a whole bunch of bombs to the Arizona Diamondbacks. So enjoy the slate. Make sure your lineups are reserved and locked by 12:35 today. All right, guys. See you.